This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواج أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Before I begin addressing this subject, which is adhering to the truth, not to the individuals because of their popularity or their fame, I'm going to ask you kindly to write a couple of statements which are associated with this subject, but I wish for you to go home with them. جزاك الله خيرا. لا خلاص مرسو. The first is attributed to Ali ibn Abi Talib رضي الله عنه. Of course, they were uttered in Arabic, but I'll give you the English meanings. If you wish to have the Arabic, I can say it. Know the truth, learn, understand the truth, you will know its people. اعرف الحق تعرف أهله. People are normally or should be recognized by their adherence to the truth, while individuals do not determine the truth. Make sense? Can you say it again? Know the truth. Understand the truth. What will happen? You will know who is on the truth. Because the truth identifies the people, not vice versa. You got that? Focus on the message. That's the second one. Not the messenger. Be careful. And I mean the messenger here, not the messenger as in the messenger of Allah, the conveyor. Yeah. Unless he is infallible, which in this case would be the prophets, but everyone else who conveys a message, fallible, right? You know what fallible means, right? Al-isma. You understand that, right? Al-isma. That I can make a mistake, right? I can make a mistake. The only one who cannot make a mistake is who? Because of what? Because of Allah's protection to him. Good? So how many statements so far? Two. I want to count seven. اللي فيهم اتبع اتبع الرسالة ولا تتبع الرسول إلا إذا كان معصوما. The following statement is attributed to both Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, and with a different wording but very similar in meanings, Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma. Let's go with Ibn Mas'ud. He said, من كان مستنا فليستنى بمن قد مات فإن الحي لا تؤمن عليه الفتنة. If you wish to follow the example of someone, make sure that you follow someone who died, because the living is not immune from fitna. Does it click? Click or no? People change, right? So if you want to follow someone totally, make sure that you follow those who passed away, because we know how they ended. And that is why some people, they normally use, like in Nawawi, Ibn Hajar, they had some issues here and there, right? You guys take from them. Yeah, but they died. We know where their good, where their bad is. Already scholars identified they have some defects in this area. This area is good. You getting that? But the living, he keeps what? Producing. You don't know which is which. Abdullah ibn Umar, shouldn't any of you imitate the religion of a man? If he believes, you believe. If he disbelieves, you disbelieve. No, follow the example of the dead. That's the wording of Abdullah ibn Umar. Good. How many so far? We're going to count Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah ibn Umar, one statement. So that's three so far. Tayyib, take this one from me. Al-Shafi'i said, Imam al-Shafi'i, may Allah have mercy on them, Ya Rabb al-Alameen. And that statement is also attributed to Layth ibn Sa'd, Faqih Nasr. If you see a man walking on water, flying in the air, don't be amazed by him unless you present him to the Quran and Sunnah. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ يَسِيرُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ أَوْ يَطِيرُ فِي السَّمَاءِ لَا تَغْتَرَّ بِهِ حَتَّى تَعْرِضَهُ عَلَى الْقُرْآنِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. الدجال رين it will rain دجال he will command the rock to turn into gold, and he is what antichrist دجال يدعو لعبادة نفسه, he calls people to his worship. So how many so far? We're going to stick to five, inshallah. Linking material and intellectual progress of people or nations to the authenticity of their faith potentially leads to misguidance. That's my statement. This is my own production. Karim Abu Zeid. Associating the intellectual and the material progress of individuals or nations with the authenticity of their religion is misguidance. I have to explain that because I can tell that you're confused about it. I produced it in English. دي طلعت مني بالانجليزي يا عم الحج ففيش عربي طلعت انجليزي بعرفش جات ازاي ربط التقدم الحضاري المادي بالدين سواء الافراد او الامم يدعو الى الضلال يعني Let me begin with that statement. In a chapter called An-Naml, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about Nabiullah Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, that he was given the ability to converse with who? Birds, animals, others. But one of his soldiers, a bird called Al-Hudhud, وَتَفَقَّدَ الطَّيْرَ فَقَالَ مَا لِيَ لَا أَرَى الْهُدْهُدَ أَمْ كَانَ مِنَ الْغَائِبِينَ لَأُعَذِّبَنَّهُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا أَوْ لَأَذْبَحَنَّهُ أَوْ لَيَأْتِيَنِّي بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ فمكث غير بعيد فقال أحط بما لم تحط به وجئتك من سبأ بنبأ يقين. The Hudhud flown over the kingdom of Sheba, top of the line, Manhattan, skyscrapers. Imagine you fly over Manhattan. Wow, America must be. Look at his report. إني وجدت امرأة تملكهم وأوتيت من كل شيء ولها عرش عظيم. He was impressed, amazed by their material progress. But was he impressed by the religion? وجدتها وقومها يسجدون للشمس من دون الله. I found her and her people worshipping the sun beside Allah. So you have to differentiate between what? They tell you the heart has two parts, material intellect and spiritual intellect. The spiritual heart and the intellectual heart. Intellectual heart could be top of the line. But the spiritual is what? Because who must guide it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam and his son Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam in the Arabian Peninsula got switched from pure monotheism to idol worship because of this. How? A man by the name of Amr ibn Luhay al-Khuza'i. He was known to be rich, generous, religious, a leader of his people. He decided to take a trip to Sham. When we say Sham, we mean what? Syria, Jordan, Lebanon, Palestine. So he went there. He was amazed with their progress, like the Hudhud, like the birds. But he associated their material progress with what? The religion must be good. Let me take some idols back. See that? Let me take some idols back. That you associate. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam في حديث أخرجه الإمام البخاري رأيت عمرو بن لحي الخزاعي يجر قصبه في النار. I have seen عمرو بن لحي الخزاعي dragging his intestine, القصب اللي هي الأمعاء, intestine, in the hellfire. فإنه كان أول من بدل دين إبراهيم. He was the first to change the religion of Ibrahim. وفي لفظ سيب السوائب. He's the one who started telling them, okay, this one you can't eat, this animal you cannot eat, this animal you cannot ride. Why? When you become impressed by the intellectualism of somebody or the intellectualism, the intellect of a nation. That's a problem. The fame. Oh, he's famous. He's popular. He has 5 million fans on his Facebook page. Very dangerous. You should look at what? At the substance. Did I make my statement clear now? So associating this with this is different. The people who worship the cows, huh? They are top of the line IT. Top of the line IT. Actually, America uses them to advance the IT industry. But he goes and he drinks the urine of a cow. Those are two different things, complete different things. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. I want to ask you a question. What was the first fitna the Muslim Ummah ever faced after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Think before you answer. I know you're going to jump somewhere, but think before you answer. Okay, so the death of the Prophet ﷺ was the fitna. Right? How some of the companions reacted to his death. Imagine Umar, with his knowledge, took a sword and he said, whoever utters that statement that the Prophet ﷺ died, I would what? Anas narrates a hadith that many of the companions sat down so chilling, so peaceful. كَأَنَّ عَلَى رُؤُوسِهِمُ الطَّيْرُ. Birds could land on their heads because of how peaceful they are. Shocked, in a state of shock. Who restored this ummah back with the same principle? Although we're talking about who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah. Whoever worships Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is how he understood the verse. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is dead. And whoever worships Allah, Allah is what? Ever living. And he recited the verse, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. This is a profound example that this religion is not about individuals. And do you know when this verse was revealed? When this verse was revealed? 8 years ago. And look at Abu Bakr, how he associated the reason behind the revelation of this verse with the present situation the Ummah is facing. This verse was revealed when a rumor circulated in the battleground that the Prophet ﷺ was killed in the Battle of Uhud. So some of the companions did what? Deserted the battlefield. Khalas, the Prophet died. It's over. The Prophet died. Anas ibn al-Nadr, radiallahu anhu, he passed by a group of companions who were sitting to the side. He asked them, why are you sitting like that? They said, Mata Rasulullah, Qutila Rasulullah. The Prophet ﷺ is dead. قَالَ قُومُوا فَمُوتُوا عَلَى مَا مَاتَ عَلَيْهِ Stand up and die for that which he died for. You're getting that. So this religion is not about, and I know that I have to be careful here with that statement, the Prophet is to be followed. But even in that area, you have to follow up what he conveyed. You have to keep doing his work after him. We live, Ya Ikhwa, at a very crucial time and very sad to find students of knowledge, people who seek knowledge. Immediately, when an issue is raised, they don't concern themselves with the evidence, with the truth. They right away tell you, so and so said that. That's the opinion of so and so. And that is not the attitude of a student of knowledge at all. Who is so and so? Who is so and so? Imam Malik said, كُلٌ يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهُ وَيُرَدْ إِلَّا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. You can say no to anyone on the face of this earth, except who? Rasulullah. Because anyone can make mistakes, right? Anyone can make mistakes. For you, as a student of knowledge, that should not be your attitude at all. You should be seeker of the truth. I love hadith. خرجه الإمام مسلم. One day the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم looked up the sky like this. Then he started saying, النجوم أمنة للسماء. The stars are the sign of security for the sky. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَتِ النُّجُومُ أَتَى السَّمَاءَ مَا تُوعَدْ. When these stars are scattered, the sky will receive its fate. He's referring to what? On the Day of Judgment, the stars will what? Then the heaven will crack, right? Isn't that how the scenes are expressed in these surahs in Al-Fitar, Al-Takwir? إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشقت وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ انفطرت. Huh? The first thing that النجوم انتثرت وأنا أمنة لأصحابي. I'm the source of security for my أصحاب, my companions. فإذا ذهبت, when I die, أتى أصحابي ما يوعدون. أصحابي, my companions, will receive their fate. What does he mean, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Imagine the Sahaba when they disagree on something. Who they go to? Do they have any difference of opinion regarding him? Done. The Prophet said, over. United. Now when I die, I'm not there anymore. And that's why they started what? The fitna between them. Look at us now. وَأَصْحَابِي أَمَنَةٌ لِأُمَّتِي. And my companions are the source of security to my ummah. Meaning what? Ijma'uhum, their consensus, the consensus of the Sahaba. إِذَا أَجْمَعَ الصَّحَابَ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. Their consensus, their ijma'. They are the source of security for us. Now, when they are gone, the ummah will start what? Splitting, dividing. Also, another meaning, when they are gone, when we don't know them anymore, when we don't study them, when we don't know their sacrifices, that's another meaning. How do I know the people of the truth? I'll give you five criteria. And I'd like you to write this. Those who adhere to the truth, they gather evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah diligently, carefully, thoroughly, precisely. So they gather the evidence first. Then they understand it in a way that matches the understanding of the first generation of Muslims. Then they derive beliefs, rituals. I'm going to say this in Arabic. أهل الحق يستدلون ثم يعتقدون. So they compile the evidence, and based on that evidence, they believe, they act. But the people of desire, the people of hawa, what they do? يعتقدون ثم يستدلون. They believe, then they fish for an evidence to validate their beliefs. He believes that mortgage is halal for him. He wanted it to be halal. He already believed that. That's why he keeps asking every person who pretends to be a scholar, is it halal in America? Is it halal? He's waiting for someone to hit. Why? Because he already what? He already formed his beliefs. La ahlul haq, you wait for the evidence. What is the evidence? Then you believe. You got that or no? Very important. So the people who follow the truth, they bring the evidence together. And they bring the evidence in its entirety, not the piece that he wants, la, the entire evidence. Then he places it in a mixer, we call it, usul al-fiqh, how to derive evidence, how to derive rulings from evidence. كيفية الاستدلال من الأدلة. Then he starts acts and beliefs. Okay, I could do that because Allah said, the Messenger said. No, the other one, he does the things, then he looks for an evidence. And if he finds one, if he doesn't find one, he's going to have to manipulate one. Very interesting. When I came to America, I came to Maryland. That's 35 years ago. رحمكم الله. I needed a masjid. I wanted to go and pray in the masjid. Subhanallah, I walk into this masjid, man. Very fancy. I didn't even see one like this in Egypt. And I went to pray there. I think it was Asr. And I noticed that everyone is looking at me. Maybe a month later, I found out that this is Ahmadiyya Masjid, Qadianiyya Masjid. Wallah, the first masjid I entered into America for family. I didn't know. Later on, subhanallah, one of them came and we start. Of course, I went to Masjid Ahl Sunnah later on. So we started. I saw you. How come you don't come anymore? I said, come where, man? I mean, what? We started debating. And he said, are you really, truly, truly crazy or something with you that you believe that there is a messenger after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Huh? They said, yeah. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad. I said, what is the evidence? Where is the evidence? Said, okay. I said, I can give you an evidence right now that this is not possible because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَى أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. I said, oh, you don't understand. I'll explain it to you. What is the meaning of the word khatam? Ring. Not seal, no, ring. Really, khatam in Arabic means ring. We call it ring, khatam. Why do you normally wear a khatam? For ornament. Rasulullah is the ornament of the Nabiyeen. And I'll give you an evidence from the Sunnah. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he got so heated like this. Didn't the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Inna mathali wa mathalu al-anbiya'i min qabli, the likeness and the prophets before me is like a man who built a very nice wall, but he left what? One brick. I am the brick. Yes, salam. What do you call this? Manipulation of the text. Playing with the text. Because he believes in his deviousness. He just looking for what? A reason. Someone who believes that music is halal. Music is done. Wallah law jibtilu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, Wallahi, ma yisma' mink. He's not going to listen to you. Problem. So that's the first sign of the people who follow the truth. What was it? يَسْتَدِلُّونَ ثُمَّ يَعْتَقِدُونَ. The others, they do what? يَعْتَقِدُونَ ثُمَّ يَسْتَدِلُّونَ. You know what that means, right? يَسْتَدِلُّونَ. The people who follow the truth, evidence, evidence, evidence. قال الله قال رسول الله قال الله قال رسول الله قال الله قال رسول الله. Okay, we have to believe that because of that evidence. But the others, let's believe that. Now, let's call some guy to give us an evidence. It doesn't go this way. Those who uphold the truth, this is number two, are always willing to retract. You know what that means, retract, right? Like if I said something wrong here, and Sheikh, you said that, but here is the evidence. Okay, brothers, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. What I said is wrong. The evidence is here, here is the correct position. The people who follow the truth are willing to do that, and they will not shy away from that. And if they have done that mistake in public, they go in public and say it, not in private. So the people who follow the truth are willing to retract their statement when presented with compelling evidence that refute their claims. They acknowledge their error and withdraw their previous stance. That's a sign right there. Because rest assured that if you present it with evidence and you don't retract, then you have hawa. Then there is hawa in the issue. You have some agenda there. Number three. They don't say anything associated with the religion, which the three generations of Muslims, the righteous of them, of course, never said. He doesn't come up with a new thing. Never. I like that line, Al-Albani, rahimahullah, always he says, لو كان خيرا لسبقونا إلي. If it was good, they would have got it. يعني ما هو, this Quran before reaching you would pass by who? Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, رضي الله عن الجميع. Their students, Ibn Abbas, Ubay ibn Ka'b, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. You're not the first one who see the verse. So why would you say something new about it that they did not say? You may associate it with the current, say that verse based on their understanding can apply to this situation, but not to come up with something new. They don't praise themselves. They don't like to be praised. And right away, they stop people from praising them. Because this can be a source of misguidance. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself commanded us to refrain from even praising him. He said, لا تطروني, حديث عمر بن الخطاب, صحيح الإمام البخاري, don't praise me like the Christians praised who? عيسى. ولكن قولوا عبد الله ورسوله. That's it. I'm the messenger of Allah and I'm his slave. That's it. No more than that. Likewise, the people who follow the haqq, They right away. You're not supposed to praise yourself. فَلَا تُزَكُّوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. I'm a PhD, I got that, and I'm got this guy. Right away, you know that هذه ليست بأخلاق طالب علم أصلا. The moment that you see somebody, I got the first, and I was ليست بهذه أخلاق طالب علم. We live at a time, unfortunately, people are superficial when it comes to taking knowledge and learning the truth of this religion, and they associate the truth with the individuals. They associate. We have two trends here in our time. At our time here is the trend of the spiritual leaders, which is the extreme Sufis have, because of the practices of their Sheikh Tariqah and all of that. And we have the intellectual, tazili approach, people who are highly intellect. You know, they speak ilm al-kalam. Those are the two famous trends. We live at our time. And we have the third one that has been emerging lately, which is the sugar coaters of the religion, under the claim that we live at a different time, a different age, so the religion has to be what? Molded. Has to be reshaped. So those are the three trends that we have. Dealing with the first one, brothers and sisters in Islam, I go back to the statement of Imam al-Shafi'i. Because these spiritual leaders, they normally what? Do these sci-fi things for you. Ooh. We have two things here in our religion. Mu'jizat al-Nabi wa karamat al-Wali. The miracle of the Prophet, which the Prophet was given, or the messenger, and the karama of Wali. Do we believe that some individuals have karamat or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
But what is the difference between the two?
Karamat can be reproducible and miracle can never be reproducible.
Reproducible?
Miracle will not be reproducible.
What do you mean by reproducible?
Because you cannot produce it again, you know, like it's a miracle from Allah, you know, and karama is.
It's from Allah too. Karama is from Allah too. Both of them are supernatural, you agree? Both of them are beyond the realm of physics. Let's agree to that. But what is the difference between the two regarding the individual themselves? Anyone else? The messenger must disclose it in order to validate his message. But the karama, no. The karama has to stay a secret. You getting that? The karama has to be what? Because when you disclose it, what is going to happen? People are going to fall on you. Fall for you, I'm sorry. Fall for you. Oh. And this is why when Ibn al-Qayyim categorized the five categories of taghut, you know what taghut is, right? Taghut, anything that is worshipped beside Allah. One of them is what? Someone who claims to know the unseen is taghut. Why? Because if you claim that you know the unseen, what is going to happen to me tomorrow? Ah, buddy, bring me a duck and pigeon. Qurbani. Right away. Why did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man ata arrafan"? If you just go to a fortune teller, just go to him. Your salah is what? But you still have to pray, right? Because you're gonna say it's not gonna be accepted. So I'm gonna just stop praying for 40 days. If you died during the 40 days, anta tarik lis-salah kafir. You die as a kafir. You have to still pray. But if you go and believe him, faqad kafara bima unzila ala Muhammad. Because that will lead you to kufr. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it crystal clear, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the unseen of this world. You know Imran ibn Husayn, radiyallahu anhuma, towards the end of his life, he had a disease. اللي هو بسموه البواسير ما عرفش بالإنجليزي بسموه إذا. You would have difficulty going to the bathroom. Angels used to come and help him. But you know when did he disclose that? His last breath, when he was dying. There is a story that is out of this world that shows you the caliber of the companions.
The hadith is in Sahih Imam Muslim. The narrator is Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he said, رب أشعث أغبر ذو طمرين مدفوع بالأبواب لو أقسم على الله لأبره. You may see someone who is disheveled, messy. أغبر, his clothes is ذو طمرين. You would belittle him because of مدفوع بالأبواب. If he goes knock, 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 you open, you get out of here. مدفوع بالأبواب. But if this person would take an oath on Allah, Allah will fulfill his oath. Can you imagine that? You say, oh Allah, أقسمت عليك, I'm taking an oath on you that you're going to do this. You see that? Then the Prophet said, ومنهم البراء بن مالك. And one of them is Al-Bara ibn Malik, who is the half-brother of Anas. Al-Bara ibn Malik, half-brother of who? Of Anas ibn Malik. How many people heard that hadith? Handful maybe, five, six. Years later, during the reign of Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiallahu anhu, there was a battle called Tushtar, which is Bergia. In the way to Bergia, and the Muslims have been trying for 6-7 months to conquer this Tushtar, and they are unable to do it because it was fortified with water. There was a water island, kind of island or a little sea, and then fortress. Every time they go, they get hit. Many of them die. They run back. One of the people who heard this hadith was inside. Was a member of this army. So he went to the Amir and he said, why are we going through this? One day I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, رب أشعث أغبر ذو طمرين لو أقسم على الله لأبر ومنهم البراء بن عازب البراء بن مالك. And one of them is البراء بن مالك. He's one of your army, one of the soldiers in the army. Why don't you call him and let him make dua or take an oath on Allah and will be done. It will be over. So the Amir called Abu al-Bara. He asked him to make dua that Allah. He said, no, I can't. 3 days in a row, he begs him, I can't. So one day, subhanAllah, the third day is like many Muslims. You see how many Muslims died? We can't do this work. We need your dua. Please help us out. Help us out. He finally agreed. But look at his dua, what he said. Allahumma inni aqsamtu alayka. O Allah, I'm taking an oath on you. An turiyana dhuhura a'da'ina ghada. That we see the back of our enemies tomorrow. وأنت توفني شهيدا. And then it's time for me to die. I can't live anymore. It's over for me. Because everybody in the army now is going to discover that this guy has what? Special force, special. Listen, الدجال, like I said, he's going to command rain. What do you want? Money? He's going to kill somebody and bring him what? Be careful. So this is the Sufi approach here. Don't be deceived by that. Because they employ the jinn. Jinn can do things for them. And we know that jinn can serve human. But what is the price the human have to pay for them to receive the service of the jinn? Kufr. And they must illustrate their kufr with actions. The jinn will actually make it a condition. I want you to urinate in the mushaf. And he will have to do it to receive his help. We know that this could happen. People who deal with jinn. The only one who had control of the jinn was who? But by the will of who? He didn't have to give up this. One day we read in Sahih al-Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ was praying tahajjud one night. Fa'ajinni started distracting him. For the Prophet ﷺ caught him in the form, in the material. You see, the jinn can take a form. The Prophet ﷺ caught him to the extent that he felt the witness of his tongue in his hand. And he said, what? I intended to bring him in the morning and tie him in the masjid so the kids in Medina can play with him. لولا أني تذكرت دعوة أخي سليمان. شوف يا إخوة في الأدب مع بين الأنبياء. Haven't I recalled the supplication of my brother Suleiman? What was the supplication of my brother Suleiman? ربي هب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي. Oh Allah, bestow upon me kingship that no one else would have after me. And one of the things that Allah bestowed upon Sulaiman is the control, authority over the jinn. The Prophet did not. شوف الأدب صلى الله عليه وسلم. Don't be deceived by these things. Don't be. Now, let's come to the sugar coaters, which really the trend that we have these days. The people who want to manipulate the religion, the people who want to, you know, make it seem like, listen, brothers and sisters in Islam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran and revealed the sunnah to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his eternal knowledge, he knew that one day you will exist at this time and age, and you're going to face these challenges you're facing. And the same exact religion is to treat your situation, is to handle it. Not a new religion. Not a new made up sharia that deals with you. And wherever you are, you must be keen on implementing the religion, not to stretch the religion to accommodate you. You stretch yourself to accommodate the religion. And quite frankly, we always talk about, you know, living in non-Muslim land, and what is the ruling on that? Read these verses in Surah An-Nisa, verse 97, 98, 99, and add 100 to it. Look at this. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَالُوا فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ. There is a predecessor, ya ikhwa, by the name of Abu al-Aliya. He made a statement out of this world. He said, this verse is testimony for every Muslim who chooses to live as a minority amongst predominant disbeliever community like us. This verse is a hujjah, an evidence against anyone who willfully chooses to live in a predominant non-Muslim community. This verse. As seen at the time of death, someone is dying. And we know when we die, there are two groups of angels. One of them arrives to prepare you for the angel of death. Whether angels of mercy or whether angels of what? punishment. Where do we get that from? What hadith do we get that from? Okay, the killer of 100 souls. Because the two groups arrived and they started what? His hours. If the person is a believer, angels of mercy arrive, right? If a person is wicked, angels of punishment arrive. Now, in the case of this man, he died wronging himself. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَفَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ ظَالِمِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, in a state of transgression. So the angels are going to ask them this question, فِيمَ كُنْتُمْ, what's wrong with you? How in the world do you allow yourself to die like this? In that state of disobedience. So the individual will say what? Kunna, we're outnumbered. We lived in America. I wanted to eat hamburger and I couldn't practice my religion. But I wanted to live in America. We're outnumbered, we couldn't. There was Islamophobia, my wife couldn't wear the hijab. We needed a house, we wanted to own a house because, you know, you pay taxes if you rent. But if you pay mortgage, you taxes, you know, the mortgage is taxable. So, any excuse. Will that be accepted? Look what the angels are going to say to him. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةً فَتُهَاجِرُوا فِيهَا, wasn't the earth of Allah expansive enough for you so that you make hijrah, go somewhere else? ما هو, listen, there are five necessities here. Top of the line is what? What is number one necessity that you must protect? Is what? حفظ الوط, حفظ الدين, لا, before النفس. ما هو حفظ الدين, حفظ النفس, حفظ العرض, النسل, حفظ العقل, حفظ المال. The first one is what? حفظ الدين. You must protect what? Why? Why must you protect your deen? Because this is why Allah created you. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا, Allah created you to worship Him. Why would you compromise your religion to stay in a land where your religion is at stake, is being compromised, or sugar-coated, or watered down? Be careful. Be careful, brothers and sisters in Islam, with these brothers who wanted to make everybody happy. Students of knowledge or scholars are of three types. There is a scholar who serves the Sultan, the authority. Normally, the authority, the people who rule the people, they need what? They need a turban to validate their laws. عالم السلطان. The second one is عالم الناس, the scholar for the people. What do you want? اللي هو ما يطلبه المستمعون. You know, there's music. You like music? Music is halal. Anything that his goal is what? Make people happy. في عالم الملة, عالم الدين. حق. قال الله, قال رسول الله. ما أحيد عنه. Because listen, you know, religion is not about numbers. And, I mean, can you imagine the Catholic Church for years? They had this position on LGBTWXYZ. Right? Just 2 years ago. What happened? The Pope came out. The Pope. He bopped out. And he says he's one of our, they are one of our families. Allah, next door to my house in Colorado, subhanAllah, wallahi, ikhwa, Catholic Church, it has like three crosses. Every time I pass by, my heart is like three crosses, and there's tall crosses, wood crosses. And in the month of June, they were hanging the rainbow flag on them. God loves everyone. Ya Habibi. Why? Members, money, fans. I want my fan to increase. Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is. It's about that. Very dangerous. يعني I always حديث أنس رضي الله عنه والحديث في البخاري ومسلم بس سنن الترمذي the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says عرضت علي الأمم I was made to see nations following their messengers on their way to Jannah. You know every messenger will lead his ummah to Jannah. So the Prophet ﷺ said, I saw a huge gathering and I said, this is my ummah, Ya Jibreel. He said, no, this is the ummah of Musa. But look here, look here. But one of the things that the Prophet said, رأيت النبي ومعه الرهط. I saw some prophets leading رهط. رهط in the Arabic language, 3 to 9 followers. Imagine a prophet followed by 9 people. وَرَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ وَمَعَهُ الرَّجُلُ وَرَجُلَانِ And I saw some prophets followed by 1 follower or 2. Here is the interesting piece. وَرَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ وَلَيْسَ مَعَهُ أَحَدٌ I saw some prophets having 0 followers. If it was about numbers, you know, نوح made دعاء وقال نوح رب لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا. He said that, right? Oh Allah, wipe all the kafirs from the face of this earth. When did he make this دعاء? When Allah said to him what? In Surah Hud. وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن. And we revealed to Nuh that no one else is going to believe. That's it. So if it was about bringing people to believe, well, let's what? Let's modify the religion. Let's make it what? Very dangerous, ikhwa, this trending. Unfortunately, in America, we have these guys who are somehow inspired to just make people happy. I ended up in an event. So we got this sister. So she supposedly be talking to the sisters on the side, but I heard. So one of the sisters, you know, asked her, you know, I'm really reluctant to wear the hijab, and what do you think I should do? So the sister told her, don't wear it unless you're prepared, you're ready for it. I asked the brothers, can I just talk to the sister for a minute? Where do you get that from? I mean, what kind of answer is that? Don't wear it until you're ready. Where do you get? Oh, right away she said, this brother who explains the Quran, I'm his student. So, okay. This is ignorance. This is ignorance. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about intoxicants, he said what? ما أمرتكم من شيء فأتوا به ما استطعتم وما نهيتكم عنه فاجتنبوه. هكذا. You don't do that with the religion. Why? She's trying to make the people happy and this is the cycle. And stay away from that trending, brothers and sisters in Islam. I go to the last one, then we'll open the floor for questions, inshallah. Is the intellect. And for your information, intellect or reasoning was one of the first epidemics which hit this ummah, fikr al-mu'tazili, al-mu'tazila, which is they gave precedence to the intellect over the text. They say, hada, this is not, doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. There are some Quran and Sunnah which our minds as human cannot comprehend. And Allah said that. Allah categorized the Quran into two types, the revelation into two types. هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات. Some of these verses are crystal clear. هن أم الكتاب وأخر وراء. What متشابه? Ambiguous, unclear. You don't understand them. Intellectually, you cannot what? You can't. Quite frankly, it's very hard to imagine that there are people who still exist on the face of this earth and we don't know where they are. Intellectually, I agree. But what should I do? What should I do? ما علمتم من محكمه فاعملوا به وما علمتم من متشابهه فآمنوا به. Whatever you know of the revelation to be crystal clear, act upon it. And whatever you know but you don't understand, believe it. How? I don't know. Now I don't have to come to you because you're youth and you're going to be misguided. Oh, they are like zombies. You don't do that. هذا تأويل فاسد. You don't do that. Just listen. Some of the revelation. It's exactly like, you know, subhanAllah, you know, when those people shy away from the hadith regarding في البخاري there is a hadith that says drink the urine of camels, right? You read that hadith or no? You never read it? You can drink urine of camel for cure. Some people shy away from this hadith. Don't say that. But هذا متشابه. We discovered that there are some diseases, cancer in particular, that the urine of camel can treat. We have actually farms in north west Sahara of Egypt that people travel across the world come to drink some camel urine for treatment. No, you don't know. Or like the fly, right? When the fly dips, what should you do? Don't say that. Drinking flies. It's backward religion. يا أخي آمن به. Who said that? وحي من الله. Well, before you said لا إله إلا الله, you believe that Allah is all-knowing, right? His knowledge encompasses everything. So whatever he says is what? فما, you cannot subject the revelation to your intellect at all. At all. Then you have an issue. Because the intellect is supposed to help you comprehend the religion. But if you find a conflict there between the intellect and the revelation, then the problem with your intellect. Take it easy. All the wisdom that we have, all the knowledge that we have, comes from where? The source of the revelation. And you know when Al-Khidr said to Musa, huh, في الحديث, that my knowledge and your knowledge and the knowledge of people, when they saw a bird, you know, stick in his, what do you call that? Peak in the water. He said, my knowledge and your knowledge is as much as this compared to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This trending is really a losing trend, unfortunately. A losing trend. The progressive, I call them progressive Muslims. The Muslims who normally are into this intellect, and this doesn't make any sense. And normally, subhanAllah, you will find them hitting the boards of the masajid these days. They have that. They want to serve the deen, so they step onto the masajid to serve the boards, and they become the head of the imams. Issues. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يا إخوة, make us amongst those who adhere to the truth. Always. It's a key at this time that you remember this. Learn the truth, know the truth, you will know who follows the truth. You don't identify the truth through the people. The people should be identified by the truth. He follows the truth because of this. But you don't say he is the truth. You don't say that. If you are to follow someone as an example, follow someone who died because the living used to be, could be exposed to fitna. He could actually fall into fitna. Jazakumullah khairan. Maybe we'll open the floor for. Yeah. I mentioned how many? So I said five? Islam. Open that thing for me, please. Oh, it's open. Yes, thank you. So we said that they provide evidence, then they believe, right? Then opposite is the people who believe, then they fish for evidence. Number two, they are willing to retract their mistakes without any hesitance. Number three, they don't braze themselves, nor they like to be braised. They don't become a source of misguidance. Number four, they don't say anything which was not said before. They don't come up with a new thing. Number five, they do not adopt ilm al-kalam. They don't use philosophy and intellect to validate their statement. They always say qala Allah, qala Rasulullah, with a restriction. Pay attention, with a restriction, bifahmi salaf al-ummah, based on the understanding of the first three generations of Muslims. Because everyone says Allah said, the messenger said, by the way. Whether he uses a manipulated verse, he manipulates the verse, meaning he takes it out of context, or whether he uses a hadith that is weak, or istidlal khati, or he uses the hadith in the wrong context, he's going to say this is Quran and Sunnah. But based on the understanding of who? The first generation of Muslims, three generations. Why do we say the first three generations of Muslims? We said that yesterday or the day before yesterday. Why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said that the best of the Muslims, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, خير الناس قرني, my generation, ثم الذين يلونهم, then those who followed them, ثم الذين يلونهم, then those who followed them. Three generations. So this is what now? Five. I have two more, if you want to add them. Look at their application of knowledge and their character. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه says, إنما العلم بِالْخَشْيَةِ. If knowledge doesn't benefit you, then forget it. Then forget it.
I'm trying to remember the name of the muhaddith. He used to tell his students, Waqi' ibn al-Jarrah. He used to tell his students what? Ya ahl al-hadith, addu zakat al-hadith.
Oh, people of the hadith, you like to come and learn the hadith, perform the zakat of the hadith. So they said, وَمَا زَكَاتُ الْحَدِيثِ? He said, isn't 2.5% is the zakah? Every 100 hadith implement 2.5%. This knowledge, why are you accumulating this knowledge if you don't act upon it? It's issue. And look at their character, يا إخوة.
ولذلك العلماء يقولون من زاد عنك في الخلق زاد عنك في الدين.
If you have two individuals who are matching religion wise, they keep up with the salah, they keep up with qiyam al-layl. If you want to see who's better, look at the character. Whoever is better in character must be better in religion. Then the internal side is much better.
Number seven, which I really, yani, it's my ijtihad. Look at their worldly positions. Look at what they are driving. Yani, I have brother Abu Rayyan here. He drives me in Tesla, and I just, every time I come here, I want to hide. Like, the sheikh is coming down from Tesla. You know, may Allah bless his Tesla, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
Yani,
I remember this time in Maryland. Wallahi, the first time the brother took me to the masjid and he's driving a Corvette. I thought, what's this, man? Like Sheikh coming down from a Corvette. I mean, what is this? Like, and you're gonna go, Ya ikhwa ad-dunya, dunya. Ya ikhwa ad-dunya, ya ikhwa. Imagine that. Yeah. Look into these things. These things also are. Mahua, listen, you gotta practice what you preach. If you're telling people the dunya and give, and then you yourself should be at least halfway, yani, moderate. Yani.
Jazakumullah khair. I rest my case. Abdul Samad is here, that means my time is up.
Yeah.